You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The media's love affair with West Ham shows no signs of slowing down. We get to watch this one as well at Stoke. 5-2, the Potters. 21-10, the draw, and 6-5, the price for West Ham. Stoke in 10th on 48 points. Can go above Chelsea with a win. They need Chelsea to lose their match, though. Stoke's form has been pretty dreadful. All that kind of idea that Mark Hughes is the kind of manager who can keep them going right to the end of the season has been proved pretty wrong, because since they went on that nice run, finishing off really with the 2-2 draw at Swansea, they've lost 4-1 to Liverpool, at Liverpool, 4-0 at home to Tottenham, 4-0 at City, drawn 1-1 with Sunderland and lost 2-1 at Palace. You look at West Ham's form, and if you take out that massive blip, which was a 4-1 defeat at home to Swansea City, they've been scoring goals and winning games, DK. To be fair, you know, I never knew they had two grounds, you know, this whole bowling ground thing. I don't know where that's come from, the hipsters. But, you know, good to see them celebrating. If they finished the closing ceremony in time, they should have a chance here at Stoke.
Yeah, you'd think so. It was a great night to be on Twitter, because you've got that infinite amount of rubberneckers on Twitter that just like watching car crashes. So they stayed up throughout the 12-hour closing ceremony at the bowling ground on Tuesday night.
It's one of those that should, you know, when you watch like royal occasions and you have like an Attenborough doing the kind of the commentary on it. It's very slow. It's like, and now here we see the Lord Lieutenant of Glasgow and his wife Marie, and it should have had one of those on it.
The fans were annoyed at having to cheer at the end. They'd done that much cheering throughout the course of the night, and Danny Baker had it right on Twitter. He said the closing of a ground like that should be all about the fans just ripping the stadium up, basically, and taking what they can to put on eBay. And that's not the way it materialised. There were black cabs. They interviewed Marlon Harewood 3 times. It was absolutely ludicrous. I liked some of the tweets about this, actually. Rory Smith from The Times tweeted, "It wouldn't be West Ham if it wasn't a bit of a letdown. They've pitched this perfectly," which I liked. And Craig on Twitter said, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And I've seen my mum dancing with a big blow-up Blackpool," which I quite liked. To which someone responded, "That's no way to talk about your dad." So it was one of those...
His dad was called Richard.
It was one of those evenings at Upton Park where you think, can they get over that, the emotion of that night to produce another performance at the Britannia on Sunday? I'm not entirely sure. The last 3 meetings between these two sides have been draws, and even though Stoke are without a win in 6 games, they've lost 4 of those, and they have been disappointing at home recently, picking up just 2 points from a possible 12. And a lot of their big name players, they've not been performing. The only one that has is Marko Arnautović, who's finished the season pretty well. I think this could be a high scoring draw here. The draw is 21-10, and if you look at the draw and both teams to score in the match, that's in the betting at 3-1. I think that's a possibility here. West Ham have been free scoring. They'll finish the season actually with a positive goal difference. They're currently on plus 15 for the first time in the top flight since way back in 85-86.
Great start.
And that shows how much progress they've made under Slaven Bilic, I think, as well. But they've only kept 1 clean sheet in their last 9 in the league. So I think both teams will score in this game. I'm going both teams to score and this game to end in a draw at 3-1.
Interesting.
There's a Europa League place up for grabs, isn't it, for West Ham? But they could still be caught by Southampton, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you've led me in nicely there, Derek. The top 6 finish prices are as such. Man United 1-25, West Ham 4-7, Southampton 11-10, and Liverpool 20-1. So that's to finish in the top 6 in the Premier League this season, of course. And the way that table looks, let me just run through in case anyone hasn't got it in front of them. Man United obviously occupying 5th place at the minute in 63 points and a plus 12 goal difference. West Ham 62 with plus 15. Southampton 60 plus 15. And Liverpool on 59 with plus 13. Liverpool are at West Brom. We'll preview all these games as we go along, of course. Southampton at home to Crystal Palace. So, yeah, there is a lot to be done here, Derek. And, you know, that, like you say, that if Man United, you know, only get a draw, for instance, which is unlikely against Bournemouth, West Ham can go above them with a draw.
Yeah, but
with a win.
Yeah, I'm not sure that. I think they're trying to keep Southampton at arm's length, aren't they? I think that's going to be uppermost in West Ham's mind. And to which, you know, a draw isn't good enough for them, because if Southampton were to win and West Ham only to draw, Southampton will finish above West Ham.
Yeah, they need to, I think they need to win this game.
Yeah, yeah, and I think they will win it, to be honest. I mean, I don't think all those shenanigans after the game will have affected any of the players. They'll probably be long in bed by then.
They'll have been home by the time it finished.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that closing ceremony seems to just... I think they were timing it so it finished just as the opening ceremony at the Olympic Stadium started. I've got to go for West Ham. You can't go for Stoke. Just the way they're playing, they've given up long ago for the season. If you're losing to Crystal Palace, who were only interested in the FA Cup final, well, it shows you where your mindset is. It's on the beach. Yeah. West Ham will win this.
I do. Finding some way in on the overs and the goals is a great idea. The match prices, you may be attracted by the 5-2 Stoke or the 6-5 West Ham, 21-10 the draw, but do you like the goals? Tons of goals. West Ham, look at their away matches. They've been scoring for fun, twos and threes. Mm. And Stoke, you know, I think as you were saying, DK, that kind of, the wheels have kind of come off and the clean sheets are few and far between. You see more clean sheets at a student's house than you do at Stoke City's ground at the minute. Sorry, guys. We've got three students in the studio, Derek. I just did that for their benefit.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.